Hello, and thank you for joining us for another episode of our Career Corner podcast. My name is Barb Gearing, career coach with the UACDC. Joining me today is Katie Patterson, a fellow career coach with the University Advising and Career Development Center. Katie is joining me today to continue our discussion with part two of senior year career execution. Katie, thank you so much for being with me today.
Absolutely.
All right. So my first question for you is, when is a good time for students to begin their job search? Should they wait until they graduate?
So my advice would be yesterday, today, tomorrow, now. I would not recommend waiting until graduation. Ultimately, if you think about it, every day we are being exposed to potential opportunities, right? When we speak with individuals in the community, our classmates, your instructors, these are great ways to be on the lookout for jobs within your field. Additionally, if you are unsure of what direction within your field of study that you could see yourself in while you're here in school, take advantage of internships or part-time jobs. This will allow you to narrow it down so that by the time you get to graduation, you have a better idea of the direction you're going into, right? Just know, though, with regardless of where you are in your job search process or what year you are, our office is definitely here to support you.
Absolutely. That is such a good point, Katie. We are here in so many different ways. So if you have any questions, doubts, concerns, always check in with our office and make sure that you take some time to learn what we have to offer. And yeah, just take advantage, as Katie mentioned. So the next question for you, Katie, is what are some career-related activities that you suggest our listeners participate in during their senior year?
So this is typically a very exciting time, right? Senior year, you're starting to feel like the light is at the end of the tunnel. You're probably so excited about your future and this huge accomplishment of graduating. So some things to focus on that would be career-related activities would be updating your resume or creating one if you don't have one yet, crafting a cover letter, building a list of potential people that could be used for letter of recommendations if you are seeking to go to graduate school, or a list of references for jobs, joining any organizations if you have not yet, and then meet with one of our job and internship specialists. And then lastly, attend a job fair and networking events. We have so many that happen year-round on campus or outside of campus.
That is all such good advice and so very true. I think one thing I might add to that, Katie, is as we mentioned in our last episode about LinkedIn profiles, I think that the sooner the better on that too, because that's where a lot of employers are looking for our students as well. So having that profile ready when you're ready to job search is really nice to have.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. So thank you so much for your time today and your expertise. And we really appreciate that. This content is going to help our students so much. So please tune in to Season 7's Part 3 of Senior Year Career Execution with Mary Jane Fallett on our next episode. As always, Eagles, stay safe, stay healthy, and remember, we support your goals.